All right.
You look familiar.
You may have seen me on a flag, sort of doing this. Oh.
The Welsh flag. Nice work.
Cheers, buddy.
Enough. Time to descend to hell.
No!
We'll take the lift.
We entered and waited for Mr. Benevolent to maneuver his massive dragon in.
Ow! Bumped my head. Crunched out a bit. Clive!
Sorry.
Eventually, he was in. And as we descended, the lift was filled with terrible sounds. The screams of the damned. The joy of the masochistic damned.
Oh, this is brilliant!
And a weird sitar version of the girl from Ipanema. Finally, we reached our terrible destination.
Behold, hell! Actually, can someone switch that off? It's getting annoying.
Fire-belching volcanoes towered over dusty red plains populated by rank upon rank of imps, demons, and devils.
Behold my demons, ready to enact my plan. For soon I shall open the gates of hell, and they shall enter the world above to possess every mortal soul. Then I shall reign as prince of darkness, king of gloom, and emperor of badly lit areas everywhere.
It's a little ambitious, isn't it?
No, it's not. Meanwhile, you will remain in eternal hellish torment, Pip-Bin.
I was tied to a rock and my shirt ripped from me.
Now release the beast. Yes, Pip-Bin, you are doomed forever to have your spleen pecked out by a wren, which will take ages.
Actually, it tickles quite pleasantly.
But can you also withstand this? Release the second beast.
How will a friendly cat torment me?
Because it will try to get comfy on your lap, inevitably placing its paws.
Ow!
Where it really hurts.
Ow!
Forever. And that is not all.
You monster. You've tied my tie just a little too tight and loosened my trousers. They feel as if they might fall down at any moment.
And now for the final piece in your jigsaw of misery.
He placed in front of me a strange, flickering scream filled with moving images. And I felt my very soul begin to drain from me.
What devilry is this? What is Holby City?
Enjoy.
Right, Pip. Good luck with the eternal torment. I'd better get back. Those heroes won't oil themselves.
But they have come here.
Ooh, super duper.
Alas, you will never oil them again. They are destined to stand bare-chested forever just out of your reach.
No! Still, it's a nice view.
And I believe you know this person.
Hello, Pip-Bin. Having fun?
No, Harry.
Nor am I. I was up in the food court, eating to forget, oblivion crumbled with amnesia custard, when some demons appeared and dragged me down here.
And now your torture begins, Harry Biscuit. Have some cake.
Oh, delicious. How is that torture?
That cake is made of elephants, not in handkerchiefs and revision notes.
Memory cake!
Whatever you see after eating it will remain in your mind forever. Oh, saucy evil consort.
Yes, Mr. Benevo Babe.
Kiss me.
You bet.
No! My eyeballs are singed with misery. My ears are drenched in wretchedness. My nose is fine, though.
I'll pop by in a few millennia to see how you're doing. Come, saucy consort.
Dear sister, help us.
No.
Yet as she turned to go, I thought I saw a hint of empathy in her eyes.
And in case you're wondering, this isn't empathy, it's conjunctivitis.
So I laid back on my rock and made myself comfortable, which was impossible, as my tie was too tight, my trousers were too loose, my spleen was being pecked out, a cat was stamping on my groin, and an unconvincing medical drama was on.
Ow, cat, ow! Wren, ah, tie, ugh, trousers, oh, for goodness sake, that is not how a real person talks in a medical emergency. How are we to escape?
I could not answer my own question, but an unexpected someone could.
Mr. Grimpudge, come to gloat.
No, come to set you free.
Why?
You risked your life to save one you love. I myself once loved. She was young, she was beautiful, and she died.
I'm sorry.
No, it was my fault. I shoved her into a threshing machine. Then poisoned her and attacked her with a cleaver, galloped over her on a horse, and contrived to have her shot by a firing squad.
I see.
One tiny moment of...